Thanks for joining us. This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. It is the Budget Week 2023. A lot of us are anticipating a very interesting budget. CGS-CIMB argues that it's going to be an expansionary budget. We're also looking at this being a possibility of an election budget. In fact, it's no longer a possibility, it's a certainty now. We're looking at a lot of other areas that could be seen in terms of how to improve this budget, but more importantly, what should be expected from this particular presentation by Tengku Zafrul, our Finance Minister, this Friday. In the studio is, of course, Ashran Dato' Ghazi, the CEO of Datel Asia Group. Ashran, thanks again for taking the time to speak with us.
Always a pleasure, man.
It's always interesting to have you on. You are, of course, having a very storied past. People want to know more about what is next for Datel. But before we jump into that, there's a bit of an interesting presentation that you gave, or I guess an email that you shot out. There's also an interesting email that you shot out, which is talking about some of the wish lists that you think might be important to have in this budget. You argued that 2 billion ringgit is currently being funneled out of Malaysian businesses into companies like, for instance, Facebook, in the pursuit of ad spend by Malaysian companies. Spending on Facebook is also important to grow companies. We're talking about greater reach, greater eyeball, perhaps even better traction and monitoring better analytics in terms of how the money is being spent. The downside is that 2 billion ringgit is being funneled out of the country. And your argument here, or your business case here, is that perhaps we should be thinking about spending with local firms, companies like The Star, Media Prima, Astro, some of my competitors like that, right? Malay Mail, Aman's Media, you even mentioned Aman's Network here. Let's talk about the notion of where this came from. What has been the analysis and the studies that you have done on this particular item?
Well, we've took multiple sources, naturally, right? And as we were looking at the landscape, from a Datel perspective, we've been trying to look at how data can be applied for better actionable items for businesses. And while we've actually done the journey on activating data to social media, and as you move on that path, and then, you know, a lot of people don't realize that number that you said just now, the number that I shared with you, that Malaysians are spending 2 billion ringgit on Facebook. And there's more on the digital front, especially from the larger guys. But when we came to that point, and especially as we were looking, you know, within the budget context in particular, we were like saying, look, 2 billion is a huge number as an outflow from the country, right? It's not small feet or chicken feet with regards to that. And you know, especially in the current economic climate, and you're trying to catalyze the local economy, whatever that has been kind of stimulated by the government needs to kind of stay within the country as much as possible, right? Then you get that multiplier effect of stimulation.
But, you know, businesses don't really nearly want to spend money outside of the country. They understand the business case for spending on Facebook. And of course, Google, we must ignore that as well. Do you feel that the value proposition for local companies, particularly local media companies, in trying to help local businesses grow is still left for wanting? Perhaps that is the main reason.
No. That's very fair. And in the process of us doing this, we've been talking to a lot of local content publishers, and trying to look at avenues, because this is a situation that's been long-standing to some extent, right? And there is a desire for local content publishers to say, hey, look, we believe we can value add to the SME community in particular. Why I'm addressing SMEs, because the larger players are already in multiple platforms in particular, whereas the smaller companies are the ones that skewed a little bit more towards the social media or the digital platforms or the larger players out there. So the conversations that we've been having so far sounds very positive. Right? They know that, so there's two facets here, right? For local content publishers, the only way for the publishers and platforms, those that I mentioned just now, to grow is to be able to make an offering to the SMEs. Right? The offering has got to be compelling. And to the SMEs, the only compelling reason is actually the ROI to whatever that's been put across. We've done some test cases, and the thing is, in order for publishers to kind of, you know, get to that SME segment, the price point has got to go down a little bit, and the yield has got to go up, right? You can't play on yields on, you know, higher ticket dollar value, so to speak.
And so are you saying that, say, media sales for the local publishers must do a rethink into how the
price is? Correct. I do believe so. I do believe so, because I do believe that content, especially coming from a very localized perspective, has value,
okay,
right? The social media platforms at Google are actually leveraging, you know, contents from you guys, right?
Yeah.
But how do you, like, you know, narrow that gap, essentially? It requires for all parties to play. I mean, the mood that I brought about in terms of government is just that initial catalyst, so that we can accelerate local content publishers to come together, really rethink. I know it's not easy, because, you know, the price point right now is relatively comfortable. You don't have to deal with, you know, too many people in order to drive the business case. But if you want to be able to maintain sustainability, kind of hedge the business itself and growth for that matter, then some form of rethink has got to happen by the content publishers themselves.
Okay, so talking about economic terms, you're arguing lowering the supply curve altogether, just lowering it.
And correct.
There has to be a lot of rethink into that.
Correct. Well, lowering but maintaining results.
Yeah.
Lowering without results is not going to cut it for the SMEs.
Okay.
Right?
We're also talking about cost, because one of the main reasons why local publishers continue to price their media sales teams as such is because there is extensive cost involved. There's some economies of scale, but not in the likes of Facebook, for instance, when they leverage a particular item, they're looking at a user base of over 1.3 billion users, for instance.
Right.
For local publishers, we're still working with 32 million total addressable market at 32 million people, but perhaps even less than that when we talk about some of the segments of the audience of these various local publishers. So achieving economies of scale is extremely difficult. Do you feel that there has to be some limitations in terms of why local publishers can't lower their cost while maintaining, trying to achieve that particular yield?
No. So from the data points that we see on audience of various platforms itself, if you ask me, as a collective, the local content publishers can stand a chance.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But you've got to be as a collective.
Okay.
It cannot be independent. So if every publisher is selfish on their own, if I may say so, then it will not work.
But again, market participant, everybody will think about their own, I guess.
No. Most definitely. But being a collective doesn't mean that one gets disadvantage over the other, right? But when you come into a collective, of course, the economics means that the pie has got to grow sizable enough.
Yeah.
It cannot be incremental growth.
Yeah.
If it's incremental growth, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It will not work.
Yeah.
Right. But the math and the numbers that we have kind of calculated, I think it can work.
Okay, fantastic. We'll deep dive into that.
Sure.
We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Ashran Ghazi of Datel. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me in the studio Ashran Ghazi, the CEO of Datel Asia Group. We're talking about budget 2023 and perhaps some of the items that may impact my industry, the industry of publishing and ad. Let's talk into some of the items that you've done, the studies that Datel has done when it comes to trying to get more yield, get more output in terms of ad spend, and perhaps build a better case for local businesses to spend money here in local companies here instead of, say, Facebook or Google.
Fair point. So the operating model of local content publishers right now is very much account management selling.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So you got your account management, you go to some company. Now, as you are, you know, let me take a different perspective of scale. Just now, scale was in the context of audience.
Mm.
What if scale can happen in the context of sales?
Mm.
And all we're actually looking at here, essentially, how does Facebook does it? How does Google even do it? They've got a platform that allows self-service by the SMEs.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I believe that is all that's required by the local content publishers.
And
to tweak that operating model in terms of engaging sales via a similar model to what the platform players are doing.
So you're talking about SMEs going through or self-discovering the kind of solutions
Correct.
That they want.
Correct.
Very transparent pricing.
Correct. Correct.
Very clear, I guess, metric in terms of results garnered.
Correct.
And therefore, this could be the answer, or the holy grail,
yes.
so to speak,
yes.
for local companies to continue to spend on local businesses.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amazing. So where do you think the challenge is going to be in terms of preparing that kind of platform for self-service to happen?
Well, the platforms, it's going to start with the intent. To me, from a platform perspective, it's something that can be addressed. We've been testing out ourselves, right? And we think it is something that's viable. And then it's part of the reason why we're moving it across, not just from a business case perspective, right? As we look deeper and deeper, it just makes sense from a totality perspective. Because as a business, right, and if the government comes in to stimulate and if money is going out, there's not going to be enough dollar value to kind of get other things to happen in the country, right? So I want more business too, for any business for that matter, right? So the more money that can be retained in the country, essentially, the better it is for everyone. So that even if you're in a recession mode or the anticipation of an economic environment that's a bit more challenging next year, if you're able to retain, the impact can be dampened a little bit better than otherwise. Because like I said earlier on, what boggles my mind as we're looking at this and we're discussing this internally is that government is actually pushing really hard on digitalization. I mean, I was just listening while waiting just now on some parliament conversations, right?
Yeah.
And there were questions about how are we going to prepare for next year? And the simple answer is, let's get people more online, let's do business online. Awesome, right? But the minute that happens, then naturally you've got to promote yourselves. Where do SMEs go to?
Facebook,
yeah. Right? Even I put Facebook first and then only Google if they're savvy enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Facebook below. So, I mean, like I said just now, great with regards to the platform, but total economic lens. You know, promotion of people going online also means promotion of more capital going out.
Yeah.
And hence your net effectiveness in terms of local stimulation, right?
Yeah.
Almost gets offset with regards to that. So again, as a business owner, and I'm sure all of you guys out there, you know, whatever interventions that's been done by the government, you want that to have some level of a multiplier effect.
Mm.
Then we can brave through the economic challenges next year. Otherwise, you know, a lot of nice pumping in over here, but you're not going to see the delta of impact because, like you said, it's going to have end up being a zero sum.
The reality is that this budget is already being baked a few weeks ago and everything is cooked already and it's just waiting to be served. One of the main reasons why the government, one of the speculative things that people speculate why the budget was brought forward is because of the election.
Right.
So we're going to see a lot of these, goodies when it comes to making this an election budget. Do you feel that based on that, one argument is that because it's an election budget, a lot more spend is going to be happening domestically.
Right.
Another argument against it, perhaps, is once it's an election budget, you're going to see a lot more OPEX stuff rather than CAPEX stuff. Where do you stand on these two issues?
Well, I'm cool with regards to it being skewed more toward the OPEX stuff. But if you take that block, then you know the chances are it's going to be skewed towards direct to citizen. Essentially.
Yeah.
And that tends to happen if you look historically whenever it's
budget/nearing
elections.
Yeah.
Also totally understandable with regards to that.
Yeah.
But my only wish list with regards to here is that, you know, while I know it's still being baked and cooked, there is some balancing act. The add-on right now is that we're all anticipating to some extent a slightly tougher market environment next year.
Yeah.
So you've got
slightly only.
I'm going to tone down here a little bit.
Yeah. No. I'm thinking.
So you're not having another layer.
Gets. Yeah.
Right. So you got the budget. You got now the election aspect or elements into play, and then you got the prep for next year, right? So if we don't take into account the economic and it's just purely from an election mindset, while it's totally understandable, then the government is going to be scrambling next year, trying to figure out how to support people, how to support businesses, right? I think the Cell, and I think citizens at large, has got to go beyond your typical, you know, supporting groups just because it sounds like a nice direct to the pocket budget. It's got to be seen, how am I going to survive next year budget?
Yeah.
Right? Because budgets tends to be also very short term from a citizen slash election perspective.
It's a 12-month conversation.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, if it's election, it's got shorter than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's stimulate, remember what I promised, and then, you know, let's get going with regards to that.
Yeah.
But the reality is that, you know, whoever wins the government or takes control of the government is going to have a whole lot of things to deal with in the market landscape next year.
Okay.
So two things that I'm putting across here, right? Number one, government, to balance it off. While I understand there is a need for a direct to citizen, but supporting businesses and making sure that the businesses can sustain even with this current budget and not an appendix budget that's coming out next year is equally important because otherwise you're just delaying almost the inevitable essentially. And for the citizens or people like us at large, right, to not be just too captured by the short term because we are going to brace tough times next year. At the same time, you know, the economy is always driven by consumer consumptions. And that's been our premise as a data company that's looking at consumer segmentations, right? And if consumers are not consuming continuously, sustainably, right, then business cannot be sustainable. So it is a vicious cycle with regards to this. And the balancing act is important. So every single effort that can ensure the local economy is stimulated is important, and hence why we brought up about the ad spend. Right? It sounds trivial. It sounds trivial because it's categorically ad spend. Not many people talk about ad spends in the budget, but we've brought up about this to a lot of stakeholders, and people were surprised. People know that a lot of people are spending time on Facebook, for instance, right? But when we highlight the quantum, that it's 2 billion ringgit of Malaysians spending, right? Spending, this is not buying, yeah? This is just spending on ads, promoting businesses, right? It is something that is important that needs to be fused into the budget with whatever programs that's been run so that you get the yield.
Sorry, you're talking about Facebook as Meta or Facebook platform per se? Meta is a different kind of...
It's kind of meshed up. So it's Meta, so you got Facebook and Instagram more than anything else with regards to the ad spend.
Still 2 billion ringgit coming
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure the numbers are increasing every year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll go for one short break and, you know, stop scaring me like this. We'll be right back after this. We're going to be talking more about Datel Asia Group per se. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Ashran Ghazi of Datel. Let's talk a little bit more about Datel. I was there in your inception. I was there in your growth stage. Let's talk about what you guys have been up to for the past year.
Like I said, part of the trigger with regards to this was we've been engaging a lot of publishers and trying to come up with solutions that can kind of yield the ROIs, essentially. That's been progressing really well. But the challenge, as I mentioned just now, is that while the concern from the publishing side of the business is that our SME is going to come in on board, because there is that stigma that social media is the place to go.
But there is a good argument for that. Social media is the place to go.
It is. But there are also enough segments in the market that is actually finding social media a marketing or ad spend not yielding the results that it should be yielding.
You know? Agreed, especially if the product has no relevance towards the users
correct,
of social media.
Correct.
Millennials, Gen Z.
So where we've been coming from, and then even from the last time that we had this chat, right? What we've been trying to always propagate is for businesses to really understand their segmentations of customers.
They don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, from the last time that we spoke till today, I'm happy to note that we've got a lot more SMEs that is, as I like to call it, more celik lah.
Yeah.
More savvy. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say savvy yet. Not savvy yet. Just like...
Or put it this way, they don't know what they don't know.
Yes.
Sorry, they know what they don't know. They know what they don't know.
And they don't know what they don't know,
yeah.
Essentially, right?
Yeah.
But that affects their results when they're trying to promote their products.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to note here that we've simplified the platform that we've built so easy that all they need to do is to choose five variables, for instance, in order to find the right segmentation for their products and services.
Okay.
And they can do that with multiple times, multiple different segmentations for them to create. And it's been yielding a lot of results.
So how do you measure yield?
So the yield is always, so especially if someone's doing ad spend already, and that's very simple to measure.
Yeah.
They've got their previous performance and the new performance.
Okay.
And every time when somebody applies with data sets that we have, then the performance jumps by at least 2x4.
Okay. Same money spent.
So I was about to add on that. Some actually reduce money spent.
And more yield garnered.
Okay. So and again, that requires a little bit of training and art in order for you to get that, you know, lowest cost and maximum yield.
Yeah.
But for us is that at the most basic layer, if you can get one or the other,
It's fine.
It's a good start.
It is.
Right?
Either lower cost or greater yield.
Right. As you practice a lot more.
Better both. So it's
yeah,
crazy.
You want this.
Yeah.
You want this.
The
right?
gap, yeah.
You want that, but not everybody will get it on the get-go.
It's fine.
Right?
It's fine.
But
slowly,
as long as, yes, as long as they start, there is that delta moving up. And then you can just kind of continuously, and I'm not sure whether I mentioned this the last time, but those kind of solutions to optimize with data starts, we brought it down to as low as 600 ringgit a year with X sets of persona credits. And that makes it affordable and accessible to SMEs. Our next challenge is we hope to be able to work with more local content publishers to be able to then create that yield that we've actually created for social media, but applying that for local content publishers. And again, it makes business sense for me, it makes business sense for publishers, it makes business sense even from a country perspective. And I think it's a, at least from my lens, it's a win-win-win that is a no-brainer. Like anything, while it's obvious, there's always little hurdles that you need to run.
As a company, are you growing your business? Are you cutting down staff? What's the story there?
No, we're at growth stage. And actually, that narrative that we just spoke about onshoring capital, I guess that's how I framed this across.
Onshoring capital.
Good. Is the same sentiment that Thailand has. So we've got our presence in Thailand. We had a masterclass recently, right? And we've been socializing some of the works that we're doing over here. And the agencies there are like, oh my God, Ashan, this is spot on. Tell us more what you're doing. Let us bring you and talk to some of the publishers over here also and see how Thailand can replicate the model that, that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's not something that we think it is, isn't it? And just by your reaction just now, logically, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It just requires the will of it. The only challenge is because there are multiple parties here.
Yeah.
Right? How do you get it to kind of
Like jive.
Yes, it fits. Different philosophies and so forth with regards to things. But for publishers, really, growing the share of pie in proportion to the audience size that every platform has and so forth, it's really about making sure that you can make that accessibility to SMEs. Because SMEs, by the sheer of volume, is going to be the future of growth for any local content publishers.
Especially if you make the pricing transparent
Correct.
And the yield transparent.
Correct.
You
you have
to be shooting in the blind.
You cannot not make it transparent.
Okay, we'll be having an ongoing conversation with Ashran and Atel on our budget show on Niaga Awani on the 6th. You'll be appearing on the 6th. hopefully.
I hope inshallah. Happy to be here.
And of course, a lot more that will be discussed there. Also, stay on with Astro Awani, considering that we're going to be covering the Budget 2023 coverage in full view and at full length. So stay on with us on Astro during Budget, especially Budget Day on the 7th of August, where Najib Arof and Haris Ashraf Aslan, my colleagues, as well as me, will be covering this live during Budget itself. But for now, Ashran, thanks very much for coming over.
Happy to.
If you want to learn more about Datel, head on to Datel Asia Group. There's a lot more resources that can be found there. Also, you can find out more about our conversations, past and present, on astroawani.com. Look for Notepad or Datel. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.